Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Sanhedrin, Perik Tess, Mishnah Gimel. Ritzeach shen tzarev bi'achirim. We have two people standing there. Suddenly, poof, an arrow comes flying out from one of the two and it kills someone. Now we know one of these two is the Ritzeach, but we don't know who's the one that actually shot the arrow. Now let's say one of them is a tzaddik. He never hurt a fly in his life, and the other is a known bandit. It doesn't make a difference. Kulam peturin, because we don't know for sure who killed him. Rabbi Huda says, under these circumstances, konsan aysan lakipa. Now, something is missing over here. That's what the Gemara says. Really, the Mishnah should read as follows. Shar, if you have a shar, an ox, shenigmar dinai, there was a psak din, that it should be killed, but shenisaru, bishvar, and acherim, some of it got mixed up with different oxen, and we can't recognize which one it was. Cyclonizen. We give skila to all of them, all the oxen over here. We want to fulfill the mitzvah of skila. We're not sure which one it is, so we'll give skila to all of them. Ah, you're going to say, maybe it should become bottle, berayiv. No, a barrier doesn't become bottle. To this, Rabbi Huda says, no, kainzenizen lakipa. We take them into a pen. We don't give them skila. Rabbi Huda holds, they take them into a pen and they die of hunger. Zakta Mishnah weiter. Kol chayave misais, in all cases, were people. Where Bezin already paskined for them to be executed. Shenis Ovru Zebezeb, but they got mixed up one with another. We don't know who's supposed to receive Skila, who's supposed to receive Hereg, Chenek, Sreifa. So we have to pick the lightest one, Nedoinim Bekala, the easier Misa, because we can't take a chance that someone's getting more pain than he's supposed to. Now, the Mishnah breaks this down. Haniskolim Benisrafim, let's say, people that were liable to Skila became mixed up with people. The Chayiv Sreifa, so which one is the easier one? Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon says, Nidoina B'Skila. They're punished with Skila. Reason being, Sha Sreifa Chamura, because Sreifa is considered more strict, harder. And that's the easier one. Skila is the easier one out of the two. Whereas V'Chachamim, I remember the Chachamim saying, Nidoina B'Sreifa. You should get Sreifa, Sha Skila Chamura. Skila is more Chamurnik. Amalam Reb Shimon, so Reb Shimon said, I'll prove to you that Sreifa is more Chamur. That Sreifa is worse than Skila. If burning was not considered a more strict punishment, Lainitna would have not been given Labas Kayan Shazinsa to a daughter of a Kayan who committed Znos. You have a Bas Yisrael who gets one kind of Misa. The Bas Kayan is held to a higher standard. So you see, she gets Reifa because that's the most strict. Amrullah, so the Chachamim said to him, the Chachamim said to Reb Shimon, I'll prove to you Skila is more Chamra. We'll prove to you Skila is more Chamra. Ilulu Haisa Skila Chamura, if stoning wasn't considered the harshest, you wouldn't give it to someone who chas v'shalom curses kaviyachol klapimayla Hashem. These clearly are the worst of Averos, and they get skila. So you see, skila is the most strict. Vayter zokta Mishnah. What happens if hanerogin b'nechnokin, people that were chayev sayif to be killed by the sword, are mixed with people that are supposed to get chenek, choking? Shimon amev sayif. Reb Shimon says, Saif is easier. Chenek is easier. And again, we always apply the easier one. So quickly, chazring over our Mishnah. A Ritzeach that got mixed up with others, meaning to say, a bullet, an arrow, flew out of one of two people. One is a tzaddik. People are writing biographies about him. People come to him, they ask him for brachas. The other is the biggest rosh. Everyone is so scared of him, they run for their lives when they see him. So we don't say it's obvious who shot him. No. We don't know. We didn't see. And therefore, everyone is potter. Rabbi Huda responded by saying, Kansanaisa Lakipa. Put him into a pen? No. Something's missing here, says the Gemara. And really, it should say as follows. A shard that's Chayev Skila got mixed up with other Shvarim. So Tanakama holds, they all get Skila. Rabbi Huda says, Kansanaisa Lakipa. Then the Mishnah told us as follows. If I'm not sure which Misa he's supposed to get because they got mixed up, then he has to get the easier of the Misais. But when it shows which is the easier of the Misais, for example, let's say you have people that are chayiv skila, they got mixed up with people that are chayiv sreifa. Shimon says, skila is easier, sreifa is more strict. The Chachamim say, sreifa is easier, skila is more strict. Reb Shimon proves his point that sreifa is more strict because a regular Bas Yisrael, under certain circumstances, gets skila. Yet a Bas Koyin gets a more strict punishment. Sreifa, you see, sreifa is more chamer. The Gemara discusses how the Chachamim refute this argument. But the Chachamim argue that skila is more chamer because you see, the worst aver that could be is a megadef or an avid avodah zara, and that person gets skila. Then the Mishnah told us, if someone was chayiv to be killed through a sword gets mixed up with someone who's chayiv to be killed through chenek, here too we have a machloikis. Everyone agrees he would get the lesser punishment, but which is the easier one? Shimon says sayif, and the chachamim say chenek. We understand from this that Beis Din is not taking revenge on someone. The Torah tells us what a person's kapara is. And even with little things in life, when things don't go your way, understand that Rabban Hashem doesn't punish 1 ounce more than is necessary to help a person get back on his ways.